And Nimrod's own servant, whose name was Eliezer. And some say that Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. He was his own son. He left the palace, he packed up his suitcase, and he says, no longer am I going to live in Nimrod's palace. I'm going to be the servant of Avram. And I'm also going to learn Torah from Avram. And that day, Kinalach, Avram became very, very great. But Nimrod was too afraid to start up any trouble with Avram. And he let him go. And he let him go home. And he was afraid to start up because even Nimrod was afraid of Hashem. And 2 years went by. Avram was busy teaching people about Hashem. And he had his yeshiva. And he went around doing the psalm, teaching people how to learn and how to daven, and telling people how getchkes are full of baloney and narshkaiten. And many, many people loved Avram. But, Kinalach, whenever Nimrod would take a walk in the city, he would get angry because he would see the getchkes in the garbage cans. Now, Kinalach, everyone had to have getchkes also in the house of Nimrod. He made a getchka looking just like him. And he made people bow down and daven to his getchka. And they would have to say his name and daven to Nimrod because he said he's a getchka also. How would Nimrod feel when he saw himself in the garbage can with tomatoes and mayonnaise all over his face from the garbage that was thrown out and mushy, yucky fruit all over him because people threw him out together with the other garbage? Nimrod got very angry and very upset and very jealous. And he came back and cried to his servants and his officers, oh, I'm so angry because Avram is getting so many people to like him and nobody likes me anymore. I walk in the city and I see myself in the garbage cans together with tomatoes and mushy yucky bananas and flies all over me. Oh, what am I going to do? Well, they said, why don't you kill Avram? Oh, first of all, I'm afraid of Hashem. There must be a pretty great Hashem to make a fire turn into trees and flowers. Maybe Hashem is going to punish me. And also, people will be angry at me because they like Avram. And if I kill him, everybody will be angry at me. I don't know what to do. Well, Kinalach, 2 years went by and Nimrod just did the best he could until one night he had a very strange dream. Who is ready to hear Nimrod's very strange dream? And from this dream, Kinalach, things changed. Because this really upset Nimrod to no end. One night, Nimrod went to sleep in his pajamas. And he goes under his covers with his teddy bear. And he puts his crown on the pillow and he starts snoring away, sleeping. And after he had his drink of juicy, and Nimrod is sleeping and he starts dreaming. And this is Nimrod's dream. He's standing outside together with his biggest officers. And the officers are dressed up in their uniforms. And they're all together with Nimrod talking, the generals and the officers and his advisors and his magicians and his millionaire men and all the different people that are in Nimrod's palace. And they're all talking about important things and also about getchkes. And all of a sudden, Nimrod turns around and he sees Avram standing there. And Avram is looking at him And Avram's looking at the officers, and Avram's laughing. He's laughing. And Nimrod gets very upset. Why is he laughing? And Nimrod is jealous because maybe he's laughing how Avram is getting to be very great. And people are listening to Hashem. And they are, like Avram said, coming over to his side. And less people go to the side of Nimrod and the Getchkes. And Nimrod got very jealous. And Avram's laughing. All of a sudden, Avram takes out of his pocket an egg. And Nimrod thinks, why is Avram holding an egg? What's he going to do with that egg? And Avram throws the egg through the air, and the egg flies through the air, and it hits Nimrod on the head. Hey! Avram threw an egg, and it broke on my head! And the egg starts dripping down Nimrod's face, all over his clothes, and it goes down to the ground, but it doesn't stop there. Out of the egg comes more and more and more egg, and it starts making a river. A river made out of raw egg. And since it's very slippery, Nimrod is slipping and falling in the egg river, and the egg river is getting bigger and bigger and more, and all of the officers are getting wet from the egg, and they're slipping and they're falling, and they're getting all slippery and full of egg, and it's filling up more and more until they start washing away and drowning from egg. Everywhere is egg. And Nimrod is screaming, help! Help! Get me out of here alive! I'm going to die from the egg! It's too much egg for me! And Avram then he said, okay, it should stop. And all of a sudden, the egg, the river of egg, went back into the shell, and it turned back into an egg. All the egg went back into the shell and turned back into an egg. The river disappeared, and they were dripping wet, their clothes full of egg. And they watched the egg. And all of a sudden, out of the egg came a bird, like a little chickie. And Nimrod is watching the bird that came out of the egg. Now this is Nimrod's dream, remember. And the bird now flies around in the air, and it flew on Nimrod's head, and his beak was sharp, and he starts pecking Nimrod on the head with his beak, like a drill. Bang, 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 bang. And Nimrod starts to scream, oh, my head! The bird! He's hurting my head! And Nimrod woke up from the dream screaming, holding his head. And he ran out of bed. And he ran around the palace in his pajamas screaming, oh, I had a bad dream! I had a bad dream! And Nimrod is screaming to all the officers, wake up, wake up! I have to tell you about my bad dream! I had such a terrible nightmare! And he made an emergency meeting of the officers, and the generals, and the magicians, and his advisors, and his wise men, and his smarty pants. And he said, everyone has to tell me what to do from this dream. And they decided by the secret meeting that once and for all, Nimrod will never be happy unless Avram is dead. Because the whole time Avram is in the world, Nimrod will be jealous. And it'll be just like the astrologers saw in the stars. The star came up and started becoming greater and brighter, swallowing the other stars. And Nimrod saw that it's coming true, because Avram is getting greater and greater. And man Nimrod is jealous. And so they decided that secretly some of the officers are going to go in the middle of the night with sharp knives, and they're going to crawl into Avram's house, break in like robbers in the night, and when Avram is sleeping, they're going to kill him, and nobody will know who did it. And that way Nimrod would not be blamed. Nobody will get upset at Nimrod, and nobody will know who did it. They'll think just some robbers did it. And they made this decision to do. Akinolach, it happened that night of the meeting that Eliezer, who used to work in the palace and now was working with Avram, Eliezer was walking by in the palace because he had forgotten a few things in his room, and he had come back to get a few things to take back where he lives now with Avram. And as he was walking by the room of the meeting, he heard whisperings. He heard a lot of people talking very low. And he thought to himself, that's funny. What's going on over there? What's the big secret? It looks very strange. And he saw Nimrod, and he saw the officers, and he saw the way their faces looked. They're up to something no good. Something is happening here. Something, I smell a fish. Something is over here rotten. And Eliezer decided that secretly he's going to listen to what's going on, because nobody saw him, they're too busy whispering around. And he listened in to some of them, what they were saying. Kill Avram, kill Avram, kill Avram. And he found out that they want to kill Avram. Aha! And right away he got out of there. Right away he ran all the way back to Avram's house. And he said, Avram, I just found out they're planning to kill you. You have to run away immediately. Nimrod is planning to kill you. And very quickly, Avram packed up his suitcases, and he packed up his things, and he told all the boys in the yeshiva, we're leaving, we're going to a different place tonight, right away. And Avram had a wife named Sarai. Not Sarah, later on his name was Sarah, now in the beginning it was Sarai. And she packed up her things, and Sarai went around telling the women who she used to teach Torah, and the wives of the boys who were married that learned in the yeshiva, the kollel, and the girls in the girls' school, that they're leaving to a new place. If they want to go learn Torah, they have to leave. And her brother, his name was Lot. Lot also packed up his things to go. Now, Lot didn't like to go learn in the yeshiva. He didn't have any zitzplosh to sit and learn. He liked to play around, but, you know, he would be over there in the yeshiva or near Avram's house because, you know, he was Sarai's brother, but he really didn't believe in all these Torah things and stuff like that. And so they packed up, and even Terach packed up his things, because Terach also did tshuva in the end of his life. And he did not go back to making getchkes, and his son taught him things about Hashem, and he believed in Hashem. So at the end of his life, Terach did do tshuva. They packed up in the middle of the night, and they left for a different city called Haran. And when the officers climbed in the house that night, in the middle of the night, and they went into Avram's room, the bed was empty. They looked in the whole house, and the whole house was empty. And they saw that Avram had run away, had gotten away. And they went back to tell Nimrod. They went to kill Avram, but everybody had disappeared. And Nimrod got very angry, and his face turned red like a tomato. And once again he was very upset that Avram was smarter than him. And Avram got away. And they had to run away, and they had to go away to a different place. And they lived in a city called Haran. And the word Haran means burning. Because Hashem, whenever he looked into Haran, he got burning mad. Haran was a place where people did Avedis and Daven Tegetchkes. And Hashem would get angry every time he looked into Haran to see the way the people were behaving, stealing and cheating and lying and Lashon Hara and the Geshkalach. And this is the place that Avram and Sarai lived. And over there, when they looked at the people, the way they behaved, they said, look, these Goyim don't know any better. That's the way their parents taught them. That's the way they were brought up. That's the way they learned in school. And they don't know a different way. Avram says, I'm going to go out and teach the men about Hashem. And Sarai, you go out and teach the women about Hashem. And we'll bring people into our house. And we'll give them food. And we'll tell them who gives them the food. And we'll have them bench the Eibishter. And we'll speak to them about how to behave themselves. And how to do certain things and how not to do certain things. And I'm sure that if we do it right, and we do it from the heart, and make people feel good and happy, many, many people will throw the Geshkas in the garbage can, and they'll come to learn in yeshiva, and they'll keep Torah and mitzvahs. And so every day, they went out into Haran, Avram went out to the men, and Sarai went out to the women, and they did Mivtzoyim, which was they did things to help other people to come close to Hashem. And so they lived in Haran. Until Kinelach, Avram was 75 years old. And this is the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. All the stories we had till now were in between Noach and Lech Lecha, in the Midrashim. And now we start Parshas Lech Lecha. Hashem looked down into Haran, and he saw Avram and Sarai and how they were helping people in Haran. But Haran was only one little place in the whole world. And now Hashem decided it is time that Avram should not only stay in one place, but he should go out and help the whole world, not only one place. And also Hashem had some surprises in store for Avram. First of all, Avram did not have any children yet in Sarai. And Hashem had chosen Avram to become the first Yid. And all the Yidin would come from Avram. Now, Avram is the Zaydi of everybody in this room. There are three Avos which are the Zaydis of all Yidin. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Everybody in this room has those three Zaydis. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Avram still didn't have any children. And Hashem said, it's not time yet. Not living over there in Haran are they going to have children. They're going to move away to a new place. And not only they're going to have children in the new place is going to belong to the children. I'm going to give them a special place only for themselves that's going to belong to the Eden, and it's going to be a special land. That's only a land for the Yidin, a Halakha land. And over there is going to be the Beis HaMikdash. And over there is going to be all the special mitzvahs of the Torah. But all of this was only starting to happen. And one day, Hashem says to Avram, Avram, this is Hashem speaking to you. I want you to go away from your place where you live. Go away from your land. Go away from your home. Go away from your father's house. And travel to a new land that I'm going to show you. I'm not telling you what land it is. But I want you to go and leave, and when you get there, I'll tell you if it's the land or not. Now, this was a test. Avram had 10 tests, and this is one of them. A test is a hard thing from Hashem to see, will you listen to Hashem, or will you give up? Maybe you'll say it's too hard. Now, every time Avram passed the test, he became more halik, and he got more brachas, and he gave more koyach to the Yidin that when they have a test, they should also pass the test. Now, Avram said like this, I don't know where to go. Hashem didn't tell me. I'm already 75 years old, and all of a sudden I have to pack up, and I have to go somewhere where I don't even know where I'm going. But if that's what Hashem wants, that's what I'm going to do. Also, Hashem didn't say when to go, but Avram packed up right away, and he's going to leave early the next morning, as fast as possible, because when Hashem says something, he wants to do it with zrizus, right away. Avram packed up, Sarai packed up. Lot says, I also want to come. I also want to see what's going to happen. And all the Bachrim and the Yeshiva that learned with Avram, also they packed up their things. They said, we're going to go with our Rebbe. And the whole Yeshiva packed up to go learn with their Rebbe, with Avram, because he had the Yeshiva. And they started to go. And they asked Avram, where are we going? And Avram says, we're going to a place called Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan. This is the place they chose. There's a whole reason why. And Avram knew that Eretz Canaan is a special place. Not only that, Eretz Canaan used to belong to Shem. You know who Shem was? Shem Chaim and Yafes. Shem was the tzaddik son of Noach. And this was the Alter Zedi of Avram. And he knew that after the Mabul, and after the tower, so Shem went to Eretz Canaan. And that was his place. But Canaan, who was another Enochel from Noach, they came and made a big war, and they took away Eretz Canaan, they took it away from Shem. And Avram says, from all the places in the world, this place really is the most close to me, because my Alter Zedi, that was his place. Only they made a war and they chased out the people of Shem out of there. So Avram wanted to go to Eretz Canaan. And they're going, and they're going, and they're going. Finally they go to Eretz Canaan. And Lot says, well, are you sure this is where Hashem wants you to go? After all, you don't know where Hashem wants you to go. And after all, maybe we should have stayed home in Haran. We had a nice house. Over there was good stores and good food. I mean, you know, maybe we should just stay home. Hashem didn't say when you should go, and Hashem didn't say where you should go. Maybe Hashem didn't say anything at all. Maybe he had a dream or something. I never heard Hashem speaking. Now, Lot, you understand, was a little bit of a troublemaker. And he didn't believe. Now, Kenelach, all of a sudden, Hashem spoke to Avram, and he said, Avram, this land that you're in, Eretz Canaan, I am going to give it to you and your children forever. This land is going to be the Yiddish land, and later on it's going to be called Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, Avram now heard two promises. Number one, he gets a whole country that belongs to him and his children. Now, how many people could say they have a whole big country that belongs to them? It belongs to them. Nobody could say that. Only the Eden. So we have a country that belongs to us and it was given to us by Hashem. Eretz Israel belongs to the Jews and no one could ever take it away. Even now, Eretz Israel is a place that is ours. The only reason we're not there is because we're in Golis. But it's like something that, it's like your, I mean, Lahavdil, your bike, that somebody took away from you, and they took it away from you, but who does it really belong to? I mean, it's yours. Now, when Mashiach comes, when we go back to Eretz Yisrael, every Yid is going to have a special place that belongs to him. It's going to be your place, because you have a place in Eretz Yisrael that's only yours and nobody else's. And that's where you're going to live, and your family. So number one, Avram heard the promise that he gets Eretz Yisrael. And number two, he's going to have children. For years and years, Avram and Sarai davened for children, and they didn't have children. And Hashem is promising them children. And those children are going to be the Jewish people. And Avram was so happy, he said a thank you to Hashem. Now how did he say thank you to Hashem? He built a Mizbeach, and he made Korbanos. Because in those days, that was the way to make thank you to Hashem, and there was no such thing yet as a Beis Hamikdash, so Avram built a Mizbeach where he was, and he made Korbanos, and he thanked Hashem, just like Noach, when he built a Mizbeach, and he thanked Hashem. And so they're living in Eretz Canaan, and over there they set up their tents, and every day Avram is going out, teaching the people of Eretz Canaan about Hashem, and Sarah is going out teaching the women. And Lloyd stays home and plays around because he doesn't like to go out and teach people about Hashem. He himself doesn't like to daven so much. He likes to go out to the store shopping and eat and have fun and play around in the fields and just, you know, have a good time. He doesn't like to learn and daven and do these things because he's not really sure. And also in his pocket, he has a few getchkes, because he's not really sure about Hashem. He thinks maybe the getchkes, that's what you should dive into. This is light. He really doesn't know if Hashem ever spoke to Avram, or maybe he has a dream. Maybe he's making it up. But light was there. All of a sudden, about 3 months after their Eretz Canaan, a very strange thing happens. It gets very hot. It gets very dry. There's no rain. There's no water. The plants in the fields are drying up and dying. And there's no food. And you go to the store to buy something, and there's nothing in the store to buy. And people are going around hungry and thirsty. And this is called a hunger. There was a hunger in the world. People were going around looking everywhere just for something to eat. And the strange thing was, this hunger only was in Eretz Canaan. In the Goyish lands around Eretz Canaan, like in Mitzrayim, or in different other places, there was plenty of food, there was plenty of water, everybody had what to eat and what to drink, and nobody had any problems. You go into a store, it's full of cakes and breads and delicious things to eat. And Avram says to his family, we have to leave Eretz Canaan, because if we stay here, we're going to die. We're going to go down to Mitzrayim to live until the hunger is over. We have no choice. And Lloyd says, wait a minute, Avram, this doesn't make sense. What's going on over here? You say that Hashem gives you this land, and the other lands is where people who daven to getchkes live. And you say that getchkes are narishkeit and baloney and garbage. And Hashem is the emes. Now look at this. In Hashem's place, there's hunger. In the other places, there's food. What does it show you? It shows you that Hashem can take care of his own place. Even one place in the world, and that's Hashem's place, he can't take care of it. And where there's getchkes, there's rain, and there's food, and there's drinks. What does it show me? I should daven to getchkes and not Hashem. The getchkes take care. Hashem doesn't take care. Do you hear what Lloyd's saying, Kenelach? Now, if a person is not thinking, Lloyd is right. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. And if I think about it, I think maybe Lloyd is right. This was another test of the 10 tests to Avram Avinu. Hashem is testing Avram. Is he going to give up and say Hashem can't take care? Or is he going to say different? And Avram says to Lot, Lot, it's true that there's hunger only here, and it's true that all the other places there's food, but this is something I don't understand. I know Hashem is doing it. Hashem is doing it for a reason. I don't know why. But a Jew says, Nasav Anishma, first I'll follow Hashem, even if I don't understand. Later on I'll understand. Avram knew that this is something that's happening from Hashem. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. Why? He doesn't know. But he's not going to give up.